Well, this week marks National Foster Family Appreciation Week, and it is being celebrated through Family and Children's Services of Waterloo Region, and it provides us the opportunity to learn a little bit more about foster families and why, indeed, Family and Children's Services is celebrating and appreciating them. So it's great to welcome to the program this afternoon Jillian Lowe, who has been a foster caregiver for 14 years now. Jillian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And Jillian's daughter, Tiffany Cole, is with us as well. And Tiffany, inspired by mom, is also now a foster caregiver. Tiffany, good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon.
Thank you both very much for joining us here on the show. Jillian, let me start with you, if I can. Going back now 14 years, what was it that motivated you, that led you to becoming a foster caregiver?
Well, 14 years ago, we found ourselves in a situation where we were empty nesters, and we loved children so much. We go back to my in-laws who had been fostering for many years. They fostered well into their 80s, and a lot of those children we got close to and was often loved for. So when we became empty nesters, we felt a need to have a place for these children to be, because we wanted to get into that game of helping children out.
You know, a lot of people at that point in life, Jillian, are breathing a sigh of relief that they're empty nesters. So you kind of went in the opposite direction, didn't you?
We did, but we always wanted a large family, always wanted six children. We ended up having two beautiful daughters. So in essence, this came along, and since then we've adopted two children through foster care, and we've fostered many, many children who still visit our home this many years later. And that's what keeps us going.
It's a great story and a testament, I think, to the character in that house for sure. Tiffany, what was it that you saw in your mom that inspired you to do the same thing and become a foster caregiver?
Oh my God. Well, she's the best mom. Like, I mean, she's so inspiring. And I fell in love with each kid that she brought in, and she loved each kid that she brought in. So it was just natural. It wasn't even a question. She's such an inspiration to me. And I watched her, and it was not even a thought. Like, my husband is also a foster child, or was a foster child. And we had thought about it all our lives, and just look at my mom. And so we just enjoyed it as soon as we could.
Can you share with us, Tiffany, a little bit about what it's like to be a foster caregiver?
Well, to me, I mean, I love children. So it's the best thing. It's the best thing you could ask for. Like, it is bringing a whole new family into your life, like, and their children. So they're just so, they want that love, and they want to be accepted, and they want the family. And like with me and my mom, we work together. We have such a huge family. I mean, we're supporting a family of nine right now. My mom has three and I have three of them. So, I mean, just that alone is just, yeah, you can't put anything on that. It's just the best thing you could ask for. Honestly, I love it. So it's something that I would highly suggest. If you love children, if you want to inspire children, if you want to make a difference, this is what you do.
Jillian, for you and in the years that you've been doing this as well, what would you say that you get out of the experience as the foster caregiver?
Oh, it's very fulfilling, you know, very fulfilling. When you have children coming to your home, they're all scared. You know, they're not sure of who they're coming from, maybe broken homes or maybe just wherever they're coming from. They need a little extra love. And to see them develop in your care and see how they soften up and become, you know, where they call you Mama Jillian or Mom or something, that just gives you this great feeling that you've done something right.
Tiffany, is it the same experience for you?
Absolutely. Honestly, it's life-changing. It's the exact same for me. That's the exact same as this.
So when you bring a new child into your home, Tiffany, I mean, how do you help to integrate them into that space and work with perhaps their biological families, if indeed that's part of it? How does this all work?
I mean, well, for us personally, we're really close with all of the biological families that we've come in tune with. I mean, each one of them, whether it's their siblings in this family, we have like really their older siblings. So, I mean, I talk to them quite a bit. We have questions. We communicate. They communicate. In another case, I have a younger child, and it's her mom that I communicate with daily. And integrating them, it's just getting a feel of them. It takes time, and you really have to get to know them. And they have to, like, we have a set routine that they come in and understand. Like, this is the routine, so they feel comfortable. But other than that, it's just getting to know them.
Jillian, how does it make you feel now that Tiffany has kind of, through your inspiration, become a foster caregiver herself?
I am so proud of her. Tiffany is meant to have a dozen children. She is Tiffany as an EC. She's an ECE, and she's wonderful. You couldn't ask for a better mother than Tiffany. She's patient. She has a young child. She's had a baby, which this baby is just two now, and the baby knows all her colors, her numbers. I'm just so proud of her.
How on earth do you find the time, both of you?
Well, we need to take a break.
I like to be busy. Idle's not good.
That's right, because we know what idle hands do, don't we, Jillian?
Yeah, exactly.
Tiffany, it sounds like you could have your own little junior kindergarten going on with the number of kids coming through.
Oh, my. You're right. That's what I said. I'm like, this is the best teaching experience you have.
Exactly.
I have one with four. It's beautiful.
So what have you worked through Family and Children's Services then, Tiffany, for these, you know, to become a foster caregiver?
Absolutely. Yeah. I took the PRIDE program about 4 years ago. It's about an 8-month program, depending on how long it takes you. And yeah, I took the PRIDE program to become a foster parent with my husband.
And Jillian, was it the same for you?
Yes, it was. Yeah, we go through the PRIDE program and then the home visits and so forth to make sure, you know, everybody's on the up and up. And, you know, they go through with a fine-tooth comb and make sure that, you know, these children are going to be well taken care of.
Sure. So, Jillian, I'll start with you on this. And if anybody would be considering becoming a foster caregiver, what would your advice be to them?
My advice is going into this, have patience. These are children who come from, they're scared. So just take the time to get to know them and develop a relationship with them, because it's so important just to have the patience, and you'll see the rewards at the end.
And Tiffany, what about for you? What would you say to somebody that might be considering becoming a foster caregiver?
Exactly. Patience, and to be open. Like, you have to be open to anything. We've adapted a whole new culture here. I mean, we're supporting the Islamic faith now. So, I mean, you just have to be open. You're willing to be open and helpful and patient.
I get that patience keeps coming up here. It's a recurring theme.
Yes. With any child. You know what your day's going to look like.
Yeah, exactly. With any child, too. You're right, Jillian. You're absolutely right. I just got the sense, Tiffany, from what you said, that you learn a lot, too, from these children who are in your care.
Oh, yeah. Every day it's a different learning experience, and with each child.
Yeah. It's incredibly inspiring what the both of you do, and what a great story that mom starts and then daughter follows in those footsteps to provide this important care for kids in our community. Thank you both for what you do and for making time for the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was great talking.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.